Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. Chris, as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June the 24th, 1970. And why this is a very special game, and I like it a lot, it's the last game that the Cincinnati Reds are going to play at Old Crosley Field in Cincinnati. They're going to move into Riverfront Stadium right after this game. It's the last one, June 24th, 1970. And the Giants are the opponents of the Reds in this game. Juan Marichal is going to start for the Giants. Jim McLaughlin is going to start for the Reds. But this is the last game at Old Crosley Field.
And what a game it was, Marty. I mean, you had so many titanic figures, and that's not an exaggeration, titanic figures of each team. Mays, McCovey, Marichal for the Giants, Johnny Bench, Pete Rose. The start of the big red machine was just starting to accelerate. There were no easy outs in that lineup. And such a meaningful occasion with the last game in Crosley Field. Reds baseball used to be a religion in Cincinnati. I don't know if it's quite to that degree now, but back then, if the Reds, you scratched deep enough below the surface of any Cincinnatian at that time, and you'd find a Reds fan. And saying goodbye to Crosley Field was a big deal.
Well, just to give you a little background on Crosley Field, it was built in 1912. Now, in that era, all of a sudden in this country, we were building with concrete and steel. So Ebbets Field was built then for the Dodgers. We had Fenway Park. We had Tiger Stadium, so to speak, built in that. Maybe it was not called that, but built at that point. Fenway, Wrigley, and Forbes Field, and certainly Crosley Field was built then. Now, at that time, it was known as Redlands Park, named after the Cincinnati Reds. Crosley Field came into existence, Chris, in 1934, when Powell Crosley bought the Cincinnati Reds. They were a team basically going bankrupt, and he was Crosley Cars in Cincinnati. So they named the ballpark after him to promote Crosley Cars. All right, now it's the mid-30s. Cincinnati Reds baseball, it's the Great Depression. They put lights in. It's the first ballpark to have lights in 1935. The fans loved it, Chris. Over 20,000 came out for that first night game at Crosley Field. And this is in the middle of the Great Depression. There was a time there was a flood in Cincinnati. 20 feet of water completely overtook Crosley Field, and one of the players rowed over the field in a rowboat. And a very famous Goat Hill, there was a slope in left field that players would have to go up in left field to try to catch a ball. Babe Ruth fell on his face doing it. Frank Robinson loved it. So Crosley Field had home runs. It had the great Reds teams of the late 30s. It just was part of baseball. And I just want to say this was the last game at Crosley Field. All right, here's the lineup. Bonds in right field, Fuentes at second, Mays in center, McCovey at first, Henderson in left, Dietz catching, Alan Gallagher, the rookie, at third base, Lanier at short, and Marichal on the mound. As Chris said, the titans of baseball for the Reds, Rose, Tolan, Perez, Bench, May, Carbo, Helms, Woodward, and McLaughlin pitching. And this is pre-Joe Morgan, before the big trade that brought Joe Morgan to the Cincinnati Reds. All right, here's the way this one goes, Chris. In the Giants' first, Bonds walks. Tito sacrifices him the second. Mays a base hit. It's 1-0. Cincinnati second. Bench a base hit. May a double. Carbo walks. Helms gets a fielder's choice to tie it up 1-1. Tito Fuentes, an error, puts the Reds up 2-1. We now move to the Giants' third. Bonds a base hit, and he steals second. Boy, Bobby Bonds could run. Goes to third on an error by the shortstop. McCovey a base hit. Now the Giants tie it 2-2. The Giants' fourth inning. Dietz a walk. Gallagher a double, second and third. Lanier walks, and then Marichal and Fuentes, Chris, get base hits to put the Giants up 4-2. In the Cincinnati fifth, I love this game. Rose a double. Bobby Tolan a single. The Marichal's still in the game, Chris. The game is now 4-3. We go to the eighth inning. Marichal has gone seven innings. He's given up eight hits, three runs, a walk, and four strikeouts, and the Giants have a 4-3 lead. He's not coming out of the game. This is Juan Marichal, Chris. Johnny Bench leads off the eighth at Old Crosley Field with a home run to tie the game 4-4, his 25th of the year. Lee May, the big bopper, comes back. Next hitter, home run, number 19, puts the Reds up 5-4 and knocks Marichal out of the game, and the Reds now lead this one 5-4.
How do you feel about it being a historic figure, the last one to hit a home run in Crosley Field?
Well, I tell you, during the time, I had forgot all about it. It was the last game, and I got wrapped up, and my main concern was helping win the ball game, and I'm just thrilled to death that the home run won the ball game. But now that I know about it, I'm just another thrill knowing that it was the last home run hit in this ballpark.
Marty, anybody who saw Lee May hit will not forget it. He wasn't a perennial all-star type of guy, but he was a 30-home run type of hitter, and he had a way of waggling the bat, moving his wrists around so rapidly, and the bat would be twirling. That was his trigger mechanism, if you will, you know, to get his swing started. You had to have such powerful wrists and hands to do what he did. He was just a barrel of fun to watch, except maybe not for Juan Marichal on this evening.
Boy, Marichal, the Hall of Famer, two homers in the eighth inning. Wow. Giants ninth, they're facing Wayne Granger, the relief pitcher. Lanier, Taylor, and Bonds go out, and the Reds win the game 6-3.
A fitting ending for Cincinnati fans and for Crosley Field. They ended up winning the National League pennant that year. The Big Red Machine was in full swing by the time the season ended. As so often happens, the Giants were part of great history.
Well, 1912 to 1970, that's the years for Crosley Field. The Big Red Machine, 102 wins that year. The Giants, 86, end up 16 games back. Matty Schwab, the groundskeeper at Old Crosley Field. His family became groundskeeper for the Giants and other ball clubs, but he retired in 1963. But Matty Schwab took care of the field at Crosley Field. So I like it. It's the last game at Crosley Field. It's the Giants, a dramatic win for the Reds in that one over Marichal. So June 24th, 1970, Chris, another great game in Giants franchise history.